Outdoor Room Diaries is disclaimer time. This video is a fictional dramatisation based on real-life events. While the stories that we tell are based on a true story, some of the characters may have been changed or invented. Also, guys, remember, a number of the incidents may be fictional. Also, a few wet wipes out there. If you don't like it, fuck off. What's up, Dorman Diaries, and how the fuck are you? It's going to be a quick one tonight, because I'm still at work. Yes, this is my little workplace. Though I'm not alone today, I've got Spike over there, but he's sorting out his phone, probably trying to get your comments up. If anyone's bothering to actually fucking watch tonight, I won't blame you if you don't. So it's only going to be a quick one. We're trying to go until about 5:30, because the other boy's going to turn up and release me. Shithole lights have just come on, so it's obviously getting dark.
Yeah, it's getting dark.
We're a bit fucking chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a bit chilly. I've got a nice hoodie on, keep me warm.
Yeah, I've got my nice jumper on, but yeah, how the fuck are you guys? Gary, yo!
I found the fireworks!
Yeah, how the fuck are you doing, people? Are you in the same position as me where you're at work? Obviously you're not doing a fucking tour with diaries like I am, but yeah, how the fuck are you doing? Spike's coming over to join us.
Hey,
oi, Adam! Oh, Kieran!
I mean, I'm still sharing shit, but hey.
Yeah, we're good. Oh. Fucking knackered, can't remember my last day off, but you know. That's the reason we haven't really done many of these right now, is because...
You're busy.
When was my last day off?
I don't know, you came around my house.
Two and a half, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's something about that. It's been a while.
But yeah, how the fuck are you?
You ain't said that.
You on a COVID site. Fucking am indeed.
Oh yeah.
I am security for this shithole. I'm supposed to have my night high vis vest on, but you know what, fuck it, can't bother, nearly at the end of the shift. Nearly at the end of 12 hours, been up since fucking 5 o'clock this morning. Thanks for these cunts.
I thought I'd come see you. I missed you.
Yeah, well, I'm here all day tomorrow as well.
Who would miss this beautiful bald head, you know?
Yeah, it's not very beautiful right now. I need to shave it.
It is beautiful. You are beautiful no matter what they say.
But how are you guys coping with lockdown? I feel sorry if you're not being able to work. Yeah, it's pretty shit, but we're still working in this sense of things. So I've still got our day jobs. Just the pubs and the clubs, to be fucking fully honest with you.
I'm missing the clubs, not the pubs.
Yeah, well, I don't miss the pubs one little bit, but I miss the clubs, and the clubs haven't been open for a long time now, so...
Yeah, it's been too long.
I do really miss the club inside the world, the club indoors. I miss that
people
side.
Having a little boogie.
Yeah, I miss all that shit, but I don't miss the pubs whatsoever. Like,
too much chaos.
I don't personally... know if I'm going to bother going back to a pub once it all opens back up, because I can't be fucked with the politics side of things in pubs.
I know exactly what you're on about.
Seems to be every fucking pub I've ever been to, and you've had the same bullshit.
Yeah,
it's all fucking politics, and it's not always politics between doormen. A lot of the time it's fucking politics between staff inside.
Managers, bar staff.
Yeah, the amount of fucking rows we've had with them.
Yeah.
You can't touch that person. I'm the manager. I'm allowed to tell you when you do that.
No. No, we do our job. You do your job. Fuck off.
Yeah, you get behind there and start pouring pints. Make sure my double JB is there at the end of the night. You cunt.
You know.
But, yeah, otherwise...
It's not quite the same having double JB without you, I must say.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to find a good pub or club for me and you. Well, we've already got our... eyes on the club, haven't we?
Yes. Sorry. My brain went, what? Club? Yes, we have, yes.
I've got our third, if we need one for that club as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet, I like that.
Yeah, I've got our third. So if...
Let's see if I still have a job after all this.
If it comes to that,
yeah,
I mean, you take that place and need the third.
Yeah.
can't imagine Gary's going to want to come and work there.
Gary don't want to work with us anymore. Don't be silly. We've got too much of a headache.
Too much fucking trouble, don't we?
We do indeed.
Yeah, sorry, we're completely off fucking track then.
Yeah, that way we've got to go. Oh, there you go. Now, now,
why just run that way?
Why? Because you...
put me right over on the fucking edge of the screen now.
Yeah, they know how I feel.
Let me move that out of the way. Rearranging furniture, back by me.
Not actually.
No, it's still in the fucking kitchen.
Are you going to get the fucking comment guy to read the comments out, or what? Because yes. You're normally the person that does the comments.
So I am the comment guy, as always, although we have got some from YouTube.
I can't read it there.
I'm just doing what you normally fucking do to me.
Here you go. Totally agree on that landlady at one of my old places was like that, and that's my pet hate managers not siding with their doorman and going against them.
Right, Gary, we know about that all too fucking well, don't we?
No, that's James from YouTube.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Oh, but Gary knows,
I'm,
yes,
I'm
yes.
commenting Gary into that.
I'm sorry.
We worked with Gary, and...
Gary. Now you're in the middle. Why do I take up so much space? Where'd you go?
Well, I'll stay a little way over.
No, you're fine, you're fine. You're fine. Crack on, mate. Look what you've got.
Yeah, on a roll of sight and on coffee.
Oh, I like it. I think you're going to like the title of this. We called it Fuck Off to the Toilets.
Yeah, who saw that video?
Who saw that video?
Who saw that video? And, you guys weren't as simple, but it actually got reported, that video, a handful of times. Thanks, Richard. For reporting your own video. We're just trying to make you fucking famous, bruv.
Yeah.
Trying to get some people jump on your side, maybe.
I actually quite felt sorry for him, to be fair.
But to be honest, now, fuck off to the toilet, Richard.
Yeah. There's a toilet. Off you fuck. Go.
And whether you like it or not, we are planning on making merchandise with mugs and that one says fuck off to the toilet.
Already done that.
Already
done that. If you want to get your official Richard fuck off to the toilet mug, which you can customise with any name you want. So Louis, you can fuck off to the toilet.
And Spike, you can fuck off to the toilet.
Okay.
Good little Christmas presents if you fancy it to your door staff. They might not be as close to you other doorman as like me and him are, but...
See, I am designing a number one shirt filler mug at the moment. It's also going to be on T-shirts. So I'm going to get you a nice number one shirt filler T-shirt.
Get it printed on an Under Armour T-shirt, because I don't wear any other T-shirts apart from Under Armour.
That's too expensive. Fuck that shit. It's me enough as it is to fucking do it with no fucking
comeback. You want
comeback.
Something comical like that?
Yeah, it's going to be up there for your Christmas Santa boxes and all that. What do they call it? Secret Santa?
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. You can get yourself
a fuck off to the toilet.
A fuck off to the toilet, whoever. Or you can get a number one shirt filler T-shirt for your mates just to fuck them off. I'll be happy with that, actually, if you like got me a number one shirt and I'll be like wearing it with pride.
Fuck it out now.
Anyway, to the comments.
To the comments!
What sizes do you do the hoodies in and how big are the face masks? Do you know what? I haven't actually ordered them myself, but my hoodie is up that big.
So, what size was that one?
I don't know, you'd have to check my label.
XL, no?
I think it's XL. I think it goes up to 3XL. It does say on the website.
Yeah, so this one's an XL and he's a fat fuck.
And that fat, I just ain't got a neck.
I was wearing, 42 to 44 chest. So I'd probably have to go large jumper, so that gives you an idea. I think the jumpers go up to 3XL. If you're any bigger than that, then... No, they go up to 4XL. If you're any bigger than that, then bro, John, when them gyms open back up, fucking get in there.
Get down there. I'm thinking of getting both, but I'm a bigger guy. Hope you guys are staying safe and fair play to you guys.
Oh, I just turned around and made a joke about big people and he's just so messy. Big guy. I'm sorry. But I go up to 4XL and not going to lie, yours is quite...
baggy. Yeah, it's quite baggy for an XL.
Quite a bit of space in it. Like, to be honest, if I was buying one, I'd probably end up going medium because I like something which fits a little bit nicer, but...
Yeah.
It's completely down to you.
It does have the sizes on there. When you click on the link, it will take you over to the website which we get them delivered from. I've just ordered a mug because I'm a mug. But it's got all the sizes, everything's up there.
Not, mate. The sizes are all on there. Same as the t-shirts. What was it? The t-shirt that I had, which I can't fucking find now, that was a large, and that was quite a loose fit on me, to be
honest. It was, yeah, you could have done with a medium quite easily. Yeah. So
the polo top, on the other hand, because obviously it's got them on the sleeves.
Oh, the elasticated.
Yeah, that one fit quite well, but just not around. It's whatever you fancy. If you like a tight fitting shirt, obviously go for something a little bit smaller. If you like a looser fitting, whatever you're going to fucking wear, then get a size a bit bigger. I like the top half to be snug fit, and I like my trousers to be, well, a little bit more running around, kicking people in the facey sort of size.
Well, going back to the face masks, thanks to whoever reported to us for copyright, because that was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, some cunt reported us for copyrights on the face masks.
I just sent them a picture of us. I was just like...
And the thing is, they didn't report the one what says Dorman Diaries. They reported the one with mine and his fucking face on it. So, well done, dumbass. You reported our faces for copyright.
I can't own my face.
I was going to say.
I can't own your face, Pete, to be fair.
Fucking well done.
I'll do now.
Dorman fucking Diaries does.
But with the masks, they've obviously got the sizes on there and all, so you can check the sizes to make sure they fit.
At the end of the day, the elastic bits... I always have to tie the ends of the elastic bits just so they're a little bit more snug on my face. I was just fucking slipping down constantly. So.
It's not my own thing, slipping down constantly.
I've got a belt on. But yeah, it's just it's basically wilding. Obviously, you can get the other side for like sizes, but they're normally just standard.
Yeah.
So, it's what it is.
Oh, my belt down. Whoopsie.
We might be quite cushy to wear our nose on the doors when it reopens. I don't know.
I reckon you could probably get away with a security no ID, no entry one.
Yeah.
Quite easily.
I'm just one of these people that I only wear black shit. So
yeah, you can get a black one without
your face. Even this jumper irritates me because it's got that tiny little fucking logo there.
Well, no, be fair. If you ordered the face mask with both of us on it, it's your face on your face.
That would be a bit weird.
But it's also my face on your face.
But then you'd have my face on your face.
Oh. Love it.
Yeah, I'm one of these people that I like only wearing normally black shit, like, apart from my gym wear where I've got like a red top. Even my fucking rings, the stones on those are fucking black.
Gary wants to know what he's putting on his t-shirt.
Kinder egg.
Shall I do that? Just like a big fucking motif of like Gary's face.
We've already done that and sent it on the group chat.
I know. I don't know what's going on there. I haven't got a clue. Yeah, I think we could get that printed for him. Oh, you could wear that at Butlins.
As long as I fucking counsel.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Darren said, I've ordered a mask and a hoodie, still waiting for them to send it. Yeah, I don't know what the turnaround time is on that.
Remember that we are in lockdown and it is a UK-based company.
Yeah.
Also, so obviously UK based, most places aren't up and running massively right now, or they're working on a tighter workforce. Remember they have to be getting it through printing and everything like that. So just bear with them; they should have it coming through.
And it's a lovely idea for Secret Santas. Oh, brilliant! I do like that.
Everywhere else does it, so why not Dorman? Fuck off to the toilet.
Andy said we still need good quality DS officers to do duties in the NHS hospital. Can't we get fucking words out?
What I do during the week.
That's what he does. You touch me.
I work at Kempton Hospital during the week.
And Joshua then replied, I don't mean to be funny, mate, and I'm not boasting bigger picture, is that the NHS will not pay for better DS, especially when this is going on.
No, the money is pretty fucking shocking right now out there for door staff. Security staff, should I say, because we're not on the doors right now, but yeah. Security right now, the money is pretty fucking dog shit, to be honest.
It is.
Not going to lie. So, unfortunately, there's no point in me apologising. I can say I'm sorry that it's no fucking better, but that's down to your company as well. Companies are, well, my boss let it slip the other day that he was getting... for a month's work, a contract of having me and one other person working at this site, the NHS was paying like fucking 15 grand.
That's a lot of money.
And the money which I'm taking, I know, is only a fraction of that.
Yeah.
And I've worked every day Well, I haven't got a day off until the 5th of December, so I would have worked over a month. And I'm still only taking a fucking fraction of that, so... Yeah, unfortunately, the money for security right now is absolute dog shit, but you know you can thank for that, good old Job Centre, because they are fucking pissing out door badges right now. It's all online training, it's all online tests right now, and as you know, the tests are a pile of fucking piss anyway.
Yeah.
And you know that the training doesn't really do a fucking lot for you, and that's all happening online right now. They're not doing it.
I thought it was more like this.
You want to marry me or you want to take me out, bro?
Well, I don't know. That's what they fucking teach you nowadays, don't they?
Oh, that's fucking ridiculous.
You're not even allowed to pick your hand on their shoulder anymore.
No. But if it's like that video we shared up this morning.
Hand on the wrist.
If anyone saw that video, I originally got
hand
reported.
On the back of the arm.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Wait, where are we going?
I haven't seen that video yet, to be honest.
Have you not seen that video? You must have seen that video. I still share that video to you. The one before we had to edit it because it got reported. Taken down by Facebook. Thanks, Facebook. To whoever that company was that reported it.
I probably watched it then.
It's the one where...
I thought in a certain venue
in Plymouth.
I did think that was a little bit harsh, guys. If you are watching this and you are a subscriber or anything like that, I'm not telling you how to do your job. I'm not saying that in your circumstances... You did what you decided you had to do, but I just thought it was a little bit heavy-handed.
It was. Well, not being funny, right?
So he didn't get out of his chair.
So he literally grabs him under the arms, weren't he? Takes him to the floor, picks him up by the throat, and then the other geezer chokes him out. Well, I'm not getting up behind you and doing it properly. Takes him to the floor, and this guy just kind of flies. It's just like, whee!
Yeah, we're not going to talk about WWE with this one.
Thank you.
But yeah, a little bit heavy-handed, guys. As much as I do love a good takedown, and as much as I do love a real good chokehold.
I mean, I know a lot of people were saying, well, you didn't see what happened before. And, okay, in another respect, you didn't see what happened after. But I do feel, regardless of what happened before,
that we didn't see what happened before, but it's still at the start of the video, the geezer was sitting there. Mm. He obviously had too much to drink. Like, he was obviously ready to throw up and kill over. There wasn't a huge amount, and like you could have both just grabbed one arm each and literally picked them up and walked out if you needed to.
You could have gone back to your SIA training. Come on, Sher, come with me. Come on, let's go. Fucking what?
I don't personally think, looking at that fella from a video, and obviously we can't say because we wasn't there, but looking from the video side of things, it looked like you could have probably not gone as heavy handed. He looked pretty fucking wrecked as it was, to be honest.
And not being funny, guys, come on, he was like fucking 3 tons smaller than you. He was like a twig.
But also, guys, come on. Someone had a fucking phone out, had their camera on, videoing you in plain sight.
Yeah.
Like, for fuck's sake, come on. You knew that was
and it weren't like he was trying to hide or anything. He was purposely filming his mates.
You know full well that as soon as that video is done, you know full well that person's throwing it up on Facebook. It's plain and simple. Grab the phone and go, yeet!
I need that phone.
Did you see that one I sent to you on Snapchat?
I haven't put it up yet.
This person's like that, keeps trying to clip me, but he just leans over, grabs it, fucking throws the phone. Oh, mate, he done exactly what I'd have done in that situation with a phone.
Oh, funny. Afternoon, ladies. From Jess. Ika Brown.
Cheers, dog.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I'll prove to you I ain't a lady if you really want.
Oh, yeah. Wine and dine me. I'm buying you. I'm taken. You're fine.
I was just thinking that video. It was a little bit heavy-handed. I have to say, who was it? Was it a Carlo or something? Someone put up. Did you see the one out in America where they grab hold of the fella? He took it down pretty quickly.
No, I saw the aftermath of that. Someone said that they reported it. They put it up. Oh yeah, I've got a screenshot. Why did he take it down, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't see the actual video.
I know the video, that was very heavy-handed. There was a lot of people commented on that, saying that was a little bit too far. That was... If anyone's got that video, if anyone saved it by any chance, just send it through so we can have a watch of it. That one, I agree with you guys, that was fucking well too far. Yeah, that took well too far. But at the end of the day, like we say, you don't know the stories behind. Like, that person could have been barred for walking in there with a knife and threatening people. So,
what, mate? Are we keeping good?
Yeah, we're in there, I suppose.
Yeah, we're good. Are you good?
We're alive.
We're good. Oh, YouTube. How do I pay for my licence online?
Go onto the SRO website. Go onto the SIA website. If you've already got a license, you should have an account. Go onto there and you can renew your license or you can order a new one.
Yes.
You can't just buy a fucking license on there, you actually have to do a course.
You do, yeah. You have to. I'll tell you what, I'll put the link up now.
But there are plenty of courses going out there right now, and there's plenty of courses which I'm not having to pay for, which are being funded right now.
Yeah,
so
apparently if you go through the job centre, you can get it for free.
Yep. A couple of people posted up on our page the other day, I think in the community, that a company was doing it for nothing.
Yeah, I've seen some things flying around.
Just to put it out there, if you're watching this and you're not a door supervisor already, and you're thinking about becoming one, if you're a wet wipe and you can't do a confrontation, find a different career.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it because you won't enjoy it. I passed my course, but I don't see where I have to pay on the website because the SIA have closed their offices. Okay, well, you should get a letter through the post saying you've passed. It will give you your badge number. I don't know how true it is, but I did it when I started working the doors. Once I got my letter through, my badge number and that, even though I didn't actually have my little blue badge, as long as I had that letter on me at all times, I was allowed to work. So,
yeah,
if you've got that letter through from the SIA saying, congratulations, you've passed, here is your badge number, keep that letter on you at all times. And then, for instance, if you're working and something happens, and the police are involved or anything like that, they want your badge number, you can pass it over, but just show them a letter and they'll be completely cool with it.
Yeah, I heard you can do that. Jessica said, I'm okay-ish, but I'm sick and tired of my kids irritating the shit out of me. Seriously, school should be 7 days a week.
Unfortunately.
No.
They're your kids.
They're your kids, you've got to deal with them.
That is why I don't have kids. That is why it's just me and my truck.
Well, I think I must be mad because I've got a phone.
She keeps fucking throwing the engine management light off me, the cunt. She just does it for the fun of it because I swear.
Did you check the oil?
Yeah, I checked the oil. It's all good. The oil was done the other day.
No, what you want to get one of those little OBE meter things, whatever it is.
No, it's all sound because it had the MOT done on Friday and the mate done it and he said, yeah, it's completely fine.
She just likes
being a bitch.
Like other people you deal with on the doors. You're the bitches.
As in my general fucking life.
Yes, well. Let's not get into that. We've already had that discussion.
Beer is always ready to leave on time, and that's why beer is never late.
Look at them shiny heads. I think there's more comments coming up on the phone there, and it is actually on here.
Normally it does, because I think...
because I'm not getting a lot on it.
I think the comments that you get on the actual thingy, Bobby, I think it's very selective what it puts up.
Yeah, apparently if you swear, it doesn't come up. It doesn't come up, yeah.
I don't know how true that is, though, to be honest.
Alex said, I'm a door supervisor and I miss my door job at the weekends. I know the feeling. My problem is I'm sitting there and I'm like, I swear there's something I should be doing, or there should be somewhere I should be.
Yeah, it's like now.
It's
like, I should be at home, get myself ready, and then head into the door.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing myself. So we're going to play with some fireworks.
I should have a wank.
What, by playing with fireworks?
Yeah.
Dirty, let's do it.
It's more thrilling.
If anyone wants to see that, I'll be recording it later. You can get me on Snapchat.
It's more thrilling.
It's dirty.
It's exciting.
Oh, you're not going to do a Steve-O, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to stick one up my arse and be like that.
Whoosh! Oh, shit. Who's got an idea what Gary?
So you should tell everyone what we're going to do tonight. I'm doing something naughty and get arrested, then they're going to know it's happening, right?
Well, no, because I'm not going to get arrested. Because I'm going to do nothing wrong. Look at those coil ears being said. I don't know.
Probably mine.
You talk about monkey boys over here. Yeah. Don't you think he looks like Lee Evans?
You're so fucking short. I can't stand. I stand next to you. I look like I'm a fucking foot taller than that. I probably have a foot taller than you.
Like, just like sit on your shoulder. Where'd that go?
Hang on. You go left, I'll go right. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Oh, fuck it, what are you doing? Oh, God.
Jazz hands.
Fucking jazz hands. Jessica said, yeah, I do wonder why I choose to at times. In all fairness, though, nah, I'm all good, just one of those days. Apparently, you've got coil ears.
Coil ears.
Never heard that one. I like the way you're just like so tall you can fucking lean on me.
Yeah, I'm not even standing up straight. This is me actually slouching.
Lee Evans. James Randall said Lee Evans. Ha ha. I can see it.
He does, he looks like. Dude, do the face. Do the Lee Evans face.
What fucking Lee Evans
that
face?
That face, yeah, exactly.
You push up, I'll ring Willy Wonka and have you go back.
Well, we did that discussion.
You're on Jamie Leaf, bruv.
Yeah.
Dude!
We did have discussions during the week about getting another door supervisor on it, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we can't during lockdown.
Not during lockdown, but after lockdown, we are meeting up with the one and only James Berger.
Yeah, we get whinged out enough by people because we meet each other like this.
But he's my bubble. He's my support bubble. I'm here to support him, he's here to support me.
Well, you're allowed to have one person outside your household that you meet up with, even though I meet up with loads of people outside my household. But when I meet that person, I just say that that's the person I'm meeting up with. Trust me, the police and that have got better things to do than fucking keep tracks on me.
I hope you earned bacterialised and shiny bald head.
No.
I did. I suppose you're shiny today.
Shaved it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, all your coming through.
Yeah, I know it is, yeah. Jess jumped to your defence and was like, no, he doesn't.
Thank you.
And Dean was like, one thing I like about the door staff, they can take a joke. No, that's not true. Half of them can, the other half are fucking wet wipes.
I was going to say, they're fucking snowflakes.
Snowflake. Oh, no, I'm going to hurt my feelings.
Richard, fuck off to the toilet. Oh, I'm reporting that video, you bastards.
I can't believe he actually reported it, and he reported it twice. Not just once, twice.
He reported it twice. Bearish, I'm going to take that video down, it's fucking funny. You're working at McDonald's and you got told to fuck off to the toilet.
George, how do you feel? You're the... George made him famous. The geezer was taken.
Oh, is his name George?
His name's George, yeah.
Fucking George, you legend.
How do you feel? Do you feel bad? Do you feel bad that now Richard is famous?
I wouldn't. He's now known to the world. It's
fuck off to the toilet!
It's publicity at the end of the day, isn't it?
All good publicity is bad publicity, and bad publicity is good publicity. It's all good publicity. It's all good at the end of the day.
It's all good. Yeah, I like that one.
Short dormant memes. You can read the YouTube one. I think
Just said that she loved the video because of how funny it was. Oh, mate, I was fucking crying. I was freezing up. You alright over there?
Yeah, I didn't actually notice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sure you ain't got right?
No, I probably have, mate.
Can't catch what you've already got.
Oh, true that.
It's like Pokemon, isn't it?
Pokemon. Catch I feel like that should be a meme for Dorman, you know. STDs. Got to catch them all on the door. Richard said, I do hope that people forget about that video. Otherwise, when I get back on the doors, I'll be heckled.
Is this the guy?
Is this him?
Is this the actual guy?
I don't actually know. I'm going to have to take a look. I can't
get at it!
Oh, no. Don't tell me I have to bail out to fucking go back in.
Is that the guy?
I don't know. I thought he came under
Richard.
Another name.
Is that you?
Is that you?
Because if it is, bruv, stop reporting the fucking video because it's funny. It's already out there. People have seen it. It's tough.
I'm looking it up.
I'll tell you one thing. There was a fat bird on TikTok who's sticking up for you and she turned around and said that she's there for you if you need to talk in that. So you're well in on that.
Oh, you pulled. Good on you. I can't get on it, mate. I can't get on it. Oh, I'm having major issues here. Oh, you see, I'm not the guy, unfortunately. I'm better than that.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I didn't think it was. I swear his surname.
But don't worry about it, bruv.
I know his surname, yeah, no.
What's his surname?
You want me to say?
Oh, I'll give a fuck.
Richard O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
Like.
Is he a hero, whether he ain't?
I don't know.
Is he a fucking cousin?
He's a model.
Fuck off. He is not a model.
From my own background, yeah?
He is not a model.
Seriously, he is.
He is not a model.
Very pensive. like that and all that
shit. Bush, you don't look like he's showered in 5 weeks.
I'll get it up.
Saying that, I don't know his home life, so no, I don't apologise. It's what I mean, people. When I say I'm just a cunt.
He's just a cunt.
I'm just a cunt.
He does it to me all the time.
I am what I am at the end of the day. Either like it or love it.
I'm going to show you, look. That is him, innit?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah. He seems to like the...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He seems to like the darker side of the modelling world.
Richard? Give up the doors.
I think he's quite funny. I'd happily work with him just so I'm telling piss out him all day long. Be like, Richard, can you do the toilet check? Fuck off to the toilet, will you? I'd work with him, actually.
This is why people don't like working with me, you're in it. Because we're just arseholes. We find someone's weakness, we find like this little crack in them, and then we just destroy them.
Yeah, literally like with me.
What are you picking on me for? What are you picking on me for?
See? But the thing is, I can laugh about, mate.
Go on, WWE.
Shut up, you tar. I don't know what you're on about. I don't know what you're on about, honest. I ain't got a fucking clue, mate.
No.
It was WWF. The one where you said pandas.
You did not say panda.
I did not say the panda. Oh, look, I've done a mug. There's a mug.
It's only £7.
It's only £7.
Oh, come on.
And it's customisable, isn't it? It's brilliant. Look. You're going to love that. Oh, there you go.
£7.
Right, and you can cut... You can cut your... Check it out on the website. Hang on. Internet's slow.
Internet's pretty shit now, dude.
Right? Look. It says, fuck off to the toilet, and you can put your own name in there. So it's brilliant. So you can put down, Louis, fuck off to the toilet. Or Richard, if you want to go for the original.
Richard, fuck off to the toilet.
Poor kid.
Oh... That is brilliant.
Well, he's not a kid though, is he? He's an adult.
Yeah, he's an adult. Yeah, he ain't no kid, mate.
Bless your cock socks.
I'm a security guard, door staff, trying to take the piss out of me. I find it funny. Welcome to my world, mate. I'm always having people take the piss out of me. I'm sure it'll happen again later.
That's what you do on the doors. It's such a shitty environment a lot of the time because of the people you're dealing with. You've got to take the piss out of each other. And if you can't take it,
then
obviously
you're in the wrong
don't
job,
give
then,
it,
yeah.
But if you can't take it, then you need to be finding another job because I tell you what, if you can't work in a spot, we'll probably make you fucking cry.
I've done it before. Oi oi boys, how's it going? Hey up, lads? Yeah, we're doing well actually. Here, you never guess who I actually found out was in that group earlier. Dave Courtney.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. The Dave Courtney, OBE.
The
Shut Dave!
Shout out to Dave Courtney.
Big shout out to Dave Courtney. Thanks for following. What makes me laugh though is name dropping. I don't know if you've ever had it. And I've actually had it where people have actually name dropped Dave. They'll be like, oh, I know Dave Courtney, he'll come down, he will fuck you up. Okay. I'm sure I'll meet him and be quite happy with that.
I just love it when people stand there and they're like screaming at me, they're going to knock the shit out of me and beat me up and do me over and that, they're screaming in my face and I just look at them and I go, mate, if you were going to do that, you'd have done it by now, but I'm bored now because I don't like my voice and I'm not really liking your voice, so can you please just fuck off so I can enjoy my night? Gary used to love that when I used to be arguing with people. Gary used to love it when I'd turn around and be like, mate, just fuck off because I've had enough of listening to my own voice now.
I think the greatest name drop I've had was myself. Someone come up to me at the door, so I wouldn't let him in. I was working a nightclub, the one you came to.
One where I knocked 10 barrels of shit out of that bloke.
I don't know which club that is because there was two of them.
Well, I smacked that chap and he went head over tit in the road.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah. So actually that's both of them. Talking about the free floor one. Yeah? So anyway, back to the story. So there I am, I refuse someone entry because there are IDs.
I'm talking about the faggot club.
No, I'm not talking about the faggot club.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the other one where under the underpass.
Oh, that one where I smacked that squirmy little fucker and then
into the road! Exactly, so it's both clubs.
I'll pull his jacket over instead of start strangling him with it.
Don't know what you're on about. Anyway, I haven't got the video footage for that. Never did, never. Don't know what you're on about.
Oh, he spat it, mate.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Because he was starting on me.
What are you picking on me for?
Yeah, then he turned around and kept saying that I was working. I was like, no, I'm here having a drink. He was like, you fucking scummy doorman. I was like, bruv, I'm not even working. Stop having a go at me.
Anyway, so I was doing some shabby. He didn't have no fucking idea, anyway. He's gone away, he's come back, he's trying to get in again. I was like, look, mate, I've already refused you tonight. Well, tell you what, mate, you don't let me in, I'll fucking kick your face in. I'm going to call my mate Spike, he's your fucking doorman. He'll come down here and lay you out. I don't fucking know you, mate. Who are you name dropping? Me. So I know
you.
Spike, you used to work down at this venue, blah, blah, blah.
You got name dropped.
I got name dropped
to
myself.
Yourself.
I was like, are you for real, mate?
You're that good of a doorman.
I'm that good of a doorman, I will spark myself out.
You probably would.
I was tempted.
You should just
go on, mate, you fucking phone him, you get him down there. My phone started ringing in my pocket. I was like, where the fuck did you get my number from? I don't know this
guy. You should have just like started punching yourself in the face. And then you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And been like, well, you told me that I got to beat myself up.
Tempting.
I've never had that, to be honest.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, you're quite lucky then.
But I've had people not recognise me, because obviously when I left the doors for a little while,
yeah.
I left the doors with a full head of hair. When I came back to the doors,
you
I came back bald.
See, that's the stress you get from leaving the door. You should never leave the door, because you just come back bald.
No, I blame the woman I was with.
Oh yeah, that's it, yeah. She didn't like me. That's a shame.
She still don't like you. I don't even think she likes me, but she messages me.
Well, I don't know why she didn't like me. I didn't give her a reason not to like me, to be fair.
Saying that,
yeah.
I think she watches these, because she actually mentioned something what we did in the video.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
why don't you like me?
And obviously I was like, and then she just clicked. She's probably watching. I don't know if you like me or not, but you still message me.
Well, for what it counts, I did actually like you. I don't know why you didn't like me. I know I'm fat ginger or whatever, but hey, we can't have where we look. You know, so
yeah.
Oh well, never mind.
Shit happens. First things happen at sea.
Alex said, if I work on the door with you two, we'll be laughing and having fun. Yeah! You know it.
If you can put up with us, then you'll have a cracking night.
You would.
Because all we do is bring the shit out of punters.
Dean said, it's just banter. Oh, I've been on the door, it's just the hours ain't for me. Yeah, I'll get that. Ben, how you guys been? Yeah, I'm okay. Jace. Jay Gardner called me a wanker. Hey, Jay! I miss you! Yvette said, no one likes you.
That's nothing unusual.
Which one are you talking to? I couldn't actually tell you. Not a clue.
Looky.
Hey, you've got no idea, you're not coming in.
But bruv, I easily look 36. I'm 36 years old. Like, I don't know why you're not letting me in. I'm 36, I was born on this day.
Yeah, but mate, have you got any idea to prove it?
Well, no, I ain't, but I'm 36!
Right, mate, the fact that you're acting like a 5-year-old is telling me that obviously you're not 36.
But I show for the country.
Oh, I've heard that before.
I hate it when they do that. When you have to tell a squaddy to leave, and he's like, I fought for this country, and I'm like...
Yeah, now you're making a mockery of it.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, scumbags like you fought for our country, and now I'm fighting for our club.
Yeah. Back off to the toilet,
Richard.
I'm going to use that when I get back. On the doors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I feel sorry for the little cunt that I'm pulling in as our third thing.
What's he saying?
Oh, I'll tell you, mate. I'll not put him out there.
Okay,
he's quite fresh to security, but I think we can mold him quite well.
You don't fall well. I'm just going to be on the radio again.
Dave! He's got a really good temper on him.
That's fine. Back off to the toilet! I'm not going to be able to help myself.
Oh, God. When we go back on the doors, I'm kicking you inside.
No!
Yeah.
No, that's my front door.
Bro, you've never got to work indoors.
I don't do indoors. I like the outside cold.
If you're a doorman, then you should be able to be versatile.
No, I'm too old for that. No.
Too old?
Too old for that, yeah. Like a fucking teapot. Can I do one thing?
You're right there, bruv. Want me to burp you like a baby?
No, you'll be doing that soon anyway. Fucking hell, bruv.
Fucking round three. Did it taste good, did it?
Oh, no.
Would you like mummy's milk?
Fuck off, you dirty cunt.
He just wanted to lean on me, didn't he?
Yeah, I did.
As soon as you said you was a phone, man.
As soon as you said you was a teapot. Hot.
As soon as I said I was a teapot, you just wanted to hold me. Because I'm nice and warm.
We look like them two kids at school, which always ruin each other, cause some trouble with that.
Oh, mate, could you imagine us in school? Oh, we would have been cunts. Oh, we
well, I was kicked out of school enough times as it was. I didn't need you there.
That's true. Charlie said, with a doorman like Lenny McLean, yeah, I can't remember his name, last without losing his badge today, fuck no. No, definitely not. He would have lost that, definitely.
Gone.
Eve said, it's me at no one likes, yeah, we know that. Matthew Bell said, are you two at work? No, but he is.
I am.
I'm not working.
Supposed to be wearing the hive is.
I got the night off. Yeah, but you're in a nicey lit area, you're okay.
No, it doesn't actually stay on the wall in there, like, supposed to be the hive is.
No, it says one person at a time.
No, it's inside the fucking cabin, you dick.
My bad.
Oh, fuck, I've got to fill out the paperwork.
Oh, well, better do it then.
Okay, have fun.
Now come back. Don't leave me on my own.
Probably not. I've got like, two lines.
Oh, yeah, but for you, that takes an ice age.
Bright light, motherfucker.
Your bright light, is it? Ben said we had a bad one on Wednesday night. We had a guy fall over 15 feet and crack his head open, and we had police and CID on site for 2 days. Jesus. Yeah, that's definitely a bad night. Bad shift, that one.
Fucking
hope
got overtime.
Yeah, hope you got overtime for that. I'm working on the doors for you too, said Eve. Eve wants to join us on the doors, mate. That's funny, because every time she sees me, she's like, hi, Spike. And then walks off. Alex, so long you be on door, then where are you from? I from Bradford. Do you know that person? I have no idea what you're saying to me, mate. You might have to rewrite that.
Where are we from?
Oh, right. He's from translator.
He's from Bradford.
Yeah.
And do you know that area?
Do I know Bradford?
I don't really know Bradford.
I went there once and got lost.
We're from Kent, and we've worked all over Kent, basically.
Yeah, we're from Kent, and we work all over Kent. And I went to Bradford once and got lost. So, yeah. So, likelihood of me actually knowing the place is very slim. Yeah, I'm not very good at it. I need a sat nav, let's put it like that, even to find him at work. Even though I've been there, what, 3 times now? Don't know what you're on about, mate. Yeah, I still need a sat nav. It's not good. I don't know what I talk about when you're not here. Buy a mask. Buy a mask just because it's purely funny. Especially, I really want a picture of someone with a mask of me and... Yeah?
Fuck off to the toilet.
See you, lads. And ladies. I can't find the toilet, Lou. Where is it? Oh, true that. Oh, Jay just said I'm a wanker again. I don't know if he's referring to me or you now, so we're both wankers, apparently. Thanks, Jay. Yes, I am.
I actually am a wanker because I'm single.
I have 2 kids and one on the way, so technically I'm one too.
I've got 3 birds who want me to meet up with next week, but I don't even know if I'll be bothered.
I can't get involved with that. I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said you should come up to Newcastle and work the doors here, you will enjoy it. Yeah, we would.
I used to love working in Liverpool.
Yeah?
Liverpool was a fucking good laugh, that was.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind working. I do like working further afield, but I don't like working in my own area, if I'm honest with you. There's only like 2 places that I don't mind working
there. Liverpool's a right fucking laugh.
Hmm. Yeah, we should just like go on a road trip and like end up on random doors and be like, yeah, boys, we're here tonight. Working with you?
I'll tell you what, we get those stickers, put them on a truck just saying security, which we bowl up to places like they're doing Brighton.
Yeah, we'd be like mobile response unit, I like that.
Yeah.
Tell Louis, make that 4, laugh out loud joking. I'm assuming we're talking about working the doors on that club.
Yeah,
You're putting funny faces.
Probably make it a 4, to be honest.
Could make it a 4, yeah.
If they pay the money.
Eve, you've got to get your badge to do that.
Fuck, he's got a phone ringing.
He's got a phone call coming in. Is it important, is it?
Hello.
Don't leave me alone like this.
I don't even know what to talk about otherwise. Oh, hang on, wait a minute. There's more messages on here.
You know where the food truck? I don't know what food truck you're on about, Jay.
What food truck?
Do you know where the food truck is?
What food truck? I'm hungry now.
I need food.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not very good at doing all this chatting when he's not around. Fuck off to the toilet and you're a tosser. Yeah, you're right, I am.
But you know what they say? Don't give a shit. Don't give a shit. Call me all the names you want under the sun. Does not bother me. I'm used to it. I'm a doorman. Get used to all that, haven't we? So, yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Are you a biker?
No, I'm not a biker. I'm not safe on so you're going to watch WWE on Sunday then.
No, I'll get enough of that on the doors, mate. I don't need to be watching WWE. Definitely not. Lou, are you a biker?
Yeah, I'm very into bikes.
Yes, he's very into bikes. I'm not a biker. I'm barely safe on four wheels, let alone two.
I've
been missing you.
Always into bikes.
He always goes a bit shy of when you're not around.
I know you do. I don't know why.
Hello.
So I'll go back over here now.
Yeah.
So I told you it didn't take long.
Yeah, it didn't take long, did it? No. Well, he'd done his paperwork, he came back.
Toilet's there without mentioning.
Oh!
And it's heated.
Oh! So
well, you work night shift, you just stay in there all night, it's nice and warm.
Shirt filler.
I went up in the world, my boss didn't want me on nights.
Oh, shit.
He likes me having presents. He likes the fact I tell people to fuck off.
I don't know if I should go into that situation about that phone call I had. One where I got put in the middle, playing piggy in the middle and all that shit.
It's not worth going there.
It's not worth going.
But let's just put it out there. We're not bringing that conversation up or anything like that. If you've got a problem with someone at your workplace, just talk to them.
Yeah.
Just pull them over and talk to them. Instead of bringing their mate up and saying, can you have a word with them and that? We're door staff, we're security. You've got bollocks about you, and I don't doubt that. The person who it involves probably knows what I'm talking about here. I know you've got bollocks about you. I know that you do security. I know that you do all of that shit. I know that you work the doors and all of that. Just fucking talk to the person you've got a problem with, because it's so much easier.
Don't involve the middleman. You're not getting involved.
Literally the middleman, because he's that short.
Yeah, he's tiny.
You just haven't grown. Yeah. You'll hit your growth spurt, mate.
Why I am, I'm going to start shrinking, mate. What are you on about?
You'll do it, me keep leaning on you.
Yeah, that's true, though. Yeah, carry on leaning on me. It was really comfy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Oh.
See, at that time, boy should turn up in a bit.
Oh, dear. I'm on a video recording this.
Little Gurk, mate, would be like, who's your mate?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, is that the geezer when we had the dog?
Yeah, I think he was a bit pissed off that I got put on day shifts and he's still on night.
What's he moaning about? That's no fucking work.
No, he sits in there all night.
Yeah, he sits in the port cabin all night. Yeah,
he's fucking sound.
Yeah, doing fucking
stand
all.
Outside.
Yeah, in the fucking cold. Yeah, I know, because you messaged me and fucking moaned about it.
I'm cold!
It's alright, I nicked 3 jackets in the week. And a body warmer.
Oh, body warmer?
Yeah. Oh, NHS one.
Ooh.
Good, isn't it?
Ooh.
It's not a very nice one, but it's a body warmer.
Ooh. Oh, speaking of that, you know that complaint I had about not wearing a face mask and all that shit, yeah? You know what they've done with that complaint, don't you?
See ya!
And I think they've actually turned it around and said, we will not tolerate abuse to staff.
I said it should be anyway.
I fucking love it. Because I didn't actually do anything wrong, be fair. You know what I'm like. If I go on one, I'll go on one.
But you always do stuff wrong.
Yeah, I know, apparently so.
You go WWE on people.
Hope you girls are well. I would love to work with you. That was from Michelle Jerrison. Bob said, I have said nothing. What? Bob, you ain't said nothing about what? Well, technically you did say something because you said nothing, but you commented nothing, so therefore you said something. So, go for go. Craig said, how's it hanging?
Not very well, it's a bit chilly.
So, yeah. Oh, dear.
Even on a warm day, that ain't that well.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it?
Fucking disappointed, but you have to go before you get given.
I'm having a bit of trouble here. I'm running out of ideas for memes now. Someone fucking help me out. Chuck me a couple of memes. Not my own either.
We're running out of time as well, yeah. So... Thank you for the support on the page, guys. We actually do really appreciate it. I'm just going to put it out there. We do really appreciate the support that you guys give us on the page.
Yeah, keep sharing shit. The more shares you get, the better it is.
Yeah, it keeps us amused. We like doing it because we like seeing that you're enjoying it. So.
Oh, and for those of you who don't know, if you ever remember that TV series from 2012, was it? Bouncers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're putting all that up on YouTube. So you had one last night. Got one coming up tonight at 8:30, got one coming up tomorrow at 8:30, and then I'll decide when I will put up the other four.
You haven't watched it, give it a watch.
Oh, you've got to watch it, it is brutal.
Give it a watch, like he says, it's on the YouTube page, give it a watch, and then next time we do a live video, if we watch them as well at some point, then we'll have a little conversation on what we think they do well, what we don't think they do well, what we think about the situations they're put in, all that kind of shit.
Well, I'll tell you if I'm truthfully honest, exactly what I think, for the exception of one incident, where he ended up on top of a guy and the guy grabbing his balls, because that's not good. To be fair, I do feel...
give it away, because cunts got to watch it.
No, I'm not. But the way they used to be a lot more, I don't give a shit, I'm going to throw you out.
That's how it should be.
That's the way it should be, yeah.
That's where the whole nickname of bouncer came from.
Yeah.
Bounce people out.
Don't get me wrong, I know we're now door supervisors, but I do feel it's like, oh, you can't touch me, it's show. Well, I haven't even come anywhere near you. I'm gonna get you sued. I'm gonna call my lawyer. I'm gonna get you prosecuted and all that.
You can't throw me out. That's assault.
Yeah.
Are you still breathing? Yes. Are you still talking? Yes. I haven't assaulted you then. Because if I had assaulted you, you'd be on a hospital bed.
Yeah, true.
So
but not being funny. I do feel. Some of their ways were slightly better.
It's just a snowflake world, that's the problem now.
It is.
Everyone's offended by everything. Like, unfortunately, it's just the way things have gone now. And it's not a lot we can do about it. We've got to go with the times. It's like we say to you guys, that's why you've got to be so careful with what you do now.
Especially with that phone, isn't it?
Yeah, backtrack to that video, what we were talking about earlier.
Plymouth!
You just got to be so careful with who's filming. And even if you don't think anyone is filming, still treat situations as someone's filming you, because you don't know. You ain't got a fucking clue. So it's just one of the things at the end of the day. Be careful of what you do. On that note, on a serious note, we are going to have to cut the video.
Yeah,
because my relief guys should be turning up in a minute.
Right, last couple of comments in real quick. Gary says, see you guys in a couple of hours. Yeah, we'll do.
See you in a bit.
See you soon. Matthew said, you two are brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Peter said, Bouncers was awesome. Yes, it was. We've got all of them. We're putting them up. So do watch them. Do enjoy them. We can't put it on Facebook because of copyright. YouTube don't mind. And regarding Bob, I can't remember who I was talking about. Sorry.
Ain't got a clue.
Right.
On that note, guys, we're going to love you and leave you. So we're going to do our normal outro bullshit of please give the page a follow, subscribe, send it through to people. Also give our videos a massive like, give us some support, love hearts, whatever the fuck you want to do. Keep on commenting, even if you're watching this video and it's not a live one, so you've caught on a little bit later. Please still put your comments in there because we do like reading them. And obviously, if we think we can throw them into another video, we will do.
You've got a new phone in now, you can watch them.
Exactly. Also, check out the new page, Security No ID No Entry, because potentially if Dorman Diaries goes fucked, we're going to be going over onto that. So everyone which is watching this, please jump over onto that new page, give that a like, give it a follow, send it through to a load of people, hit the little bell notification, and it will jump up when we are on. Looks like I'm a rap gangster.
You are.
Also, we have got our YouTube page. We've got a couple of YouTubers which are commenting right now. It's nice to see that family is growing as well. Jump over there, give us a little like on there, subscribe to us, it massively helps us out.
not in a financial way, but it knows that we're doing the right thing. Hit the little bell notification. Also, if you don't want to look at our ugly mugs on the videos, we have got podcasts. If you're doing patrols, things like that, you might want to listen out to the podcast, thing, whatever you want to do. I know that I would if I was doing that kind of shit, but I don't like listening to my own voice anyway.
I won't listen to your voice, not mine.
But yeah, the podcasts are up on Apple, Spotify, fucking Deezer, all sorts of shit. Also, I'd like to quickly, before we scratch this, put out, have a look on the page. There's a doorman which has written a book. You can get it on audio, you can order it wherever you fancy. He's written a book about on the doors and insecurity. It's a really good read, it's a really good listen. It's very fucking cheap. It's under fiver.
£3.59, I think, was it?
£3.59, so it's under a fiver.
I don't think it's audio, I think it's Kindle edition and hardcover.
But it'll be coming over, because if it's on Kindle, then it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
So it will be coming over on audio, sort of that kind of shit. Give that a little look. Help support a brother out who's out there. But on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll see you soon.
Buy the merchandise.
Fuck off, Richard, to the toilet. We love you loads. Take care, guys.
Bye bye.
Thank you for watching. I don't think I did that right. Hey! There you go!
You pressed the right button this time.
Oh, I don't know.